speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, "Hello, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Young Willie Wooten's habit of whistling was as well known in Gilpin as Willie himself. It was a peculiar kind of whistle, low-pitched, monotonous, and utterly devoid of any tune. Naturally, the habit annoyed some people, amused others, and earned Willie the inevitable nickname of One Note.
Say, Charlie.
Yeah?
Ain't that the Wooten kid just hitched his bronc to the rail across the street?
Sure. That's Willie One Note.
Seems like he's in a powerful hurry. Look, he's heading this way.
Only reason for Willie to hurry might be calling on Miss Prudence Croy. But he's too late for that.
Oh, what do you mean?
Saw Giles Brandon leave the Wagon Spoke Cafe and light out for Miss Prue's house less than 5 minutes ago.
Giles Brandon, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got much use for that critter. But seeing as how he's the brother of Willie's boss...
Hi, Willie. Hello, gents.
Howdy, Willie.
Little old Willie One Note. Won't you ever get tired of listening to that same sound all the time?
Nope. Say, I'm looking for Sheriff Morgan. He's not in his office. Either of you know where he is?
Well, sure. Sheriff's always in the wagon spoke about this time of day.
Thanks.
Oh, what do you want to see the sheriff for, Willie?
Business. Important business.
Huh?
Well, I'll be... Well, what kind of business would we want to have with
the
sheriff?
Well, there's one sure way to find out. Let's mosey down to the wagon spoke.
Yeah.
Cy Brannon operated the Pinyon Cattle Ranch a few miles west of Gilpin for a large eastern syndicate. He was a man with very definite ideas. That's why he'd cornered Sheriff Morgan in the Wagon Spoke Cafe.
There's no doubt about it, Sheriff. The wrestling's being done by a gang of border jumpers that must be hiding out on the other side of Bear Mountain.
You missed some more stock, Cy?
Over 100 head disappeared last night. You've got to do something, Sheriff.
I've had men watching the valley for the past month. There's not a trace
what
of any
good
cattle.
What good does it do to watch the valley? I told you how they moved the stock out of there. Across the bridge at Goose Creek, then through Cub Pass.
Maybe you're right.
I know I'm right. There's a plenty of tracks on both sides of the bridge to prove it.
If that's what's going on, I can bottle up the west end of the pass and catch those long looping gents red-handed.
Well, isn't that what I've been trying to tell you?
We'll start tonight, and every night from now on.
Good.
Yeah, nope, can't very well start tonight. I just remembered something.
What?
Bill Varden from the Ajax Mine stopped in the office this morning. He's carrying his monthly payroll up through Cub Pass tonight. Wants me and some of the boys to ride with him.
Well, you don't need a full posse to guard a little payroll. Why don't you...
Nothing little about what Bill's carrying. 10,000 in gold.
10,000?
Well, I had no idea the Ajax was working that many men.
Well, neither did I. But I promised Bill Varden protection, so I'll have to put off trailing cattle rustles.
Why, can't you split your posse? The Pinion is the biggest ranch in the county. Don't we rate some consideration?
Of course you do, Si, but Bill... Hello there, Willie.
Howdy, Sheriff. I've been looking for you. Glad you're here, too, Mr. Brannon.
All right, Willie. If you've got anything to say, stop that infernal whistling and talk.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind, Willie?
The rustling that's been going on out at the Pinion.
I've just been discussing it with Sheriff Morgan. We'll handle it without any help from you.
Sure. I think I've run out of something out there by Goose Creek that you ought to know.
What do you mean, Willie?
Tracks. Tracks of a big herd of cattle. They're on both sides of the stone bridge across the creek.
Very interesting. I've known all about those tracks for over a month. I just told the sheriff.
Oh?
Now listen to me, Willie. You're hired at the Pinion as a cowhand. When I want you to do something else, I'll tell you.
Yes, sir.
Now get out of here. The sheriff and I are busy. And stop whistling.
All right. I just thought you'd like to know that the cattle hoof prints on one side of the bridge are different than the prints on the other side.
Different? What do you mean, Willie?
Hey, he's loco. There's soft ground near the creek. Naturally, there's hoof prints on both sides of the bridge.
They're different. Must be made by two different herds.
Well, I...
Isn't it bad enough that we have to lose cattle without a pipsqueak cowpuncher like you mixing everything up?
I'm sorry. I guess I'll see you later.
Did you see the sheriff, Willie?
Yep.
Ain't that Si Brannon, your boss, talking to Morgan?
Yep.
Guess that business you were talking about wasn't so important.
Guess not. Guess I'll go over and see my girl.
Huh. Didn't say much, did he?
Willie ain't got time to say anything. He's too busy whistling.
Willie Wooten.
Howdy, Mrs. Croy. Is Miss Prue at home?
Yes, Prudence is here. If you'll wipe your dirty boots on that mat and stop your horrible whistling, you may come in.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you hear me, Willie Wooten? I said stop.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I guess whistling is sort of an unconscious habit I've got, like breathing.
At least your breathing doesn't hurt a body's ears. If you must whistle, why don't you whistle a tune?
I do. Lots of different tunes. I mean, I whistle them that way, but they all sound alike.
You're right. They sound terrible. Willie, I know you're an orphan and you haven't had much bringing up, but you could make a man of yourself if you'd stop whistling and dreaming all the time.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, for the life of me, I can't understand what Prudence sees in you. I...
One little kiss will make
No. Ain't that Miss Prue?
She's in the parlor. Giles Brannon is calling on her.
Giles Brannon?
I can't understand what they...
Please don't, Giles.
Now there's no reason for you...
You heard what the lady said, Giles.
Willie, what are you doing here?
I'll show you, if you don't stop bothering Miss Prue.
Now listen, no mongrel cowpoke like you can mix in my business. Get out.
Yeah. You mind holding my gun belt, Mrs. Croy? It's the job that calls for fists.
Oh, Willie, be careful.
I won't have any fighting in this house. Do you hear that?
Nobody but an ignorant cowpuncher like Willie won't know to try such a thing, Mrs. Croy.
He was bothering you, wasn't he, Miss Prue?
Well, yes, Willie, but
that's all I wanted to know.
Well, you... Oh, wait a minute.
In the meantime, on a dim back trail not far from Cub Pass, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined their horses to a halt.
Oh, fella. Well, this looks like a good place to make camp, Tonto.
Ah.
Hey, big fella. Plenty of firewood, and we're not far from Goose Creek.
That right.
I'll unpack the saddlebag and get a fire going while you water the horses.
Me do it. Come, Scout. Super.
I hope this is one time we're far enough off trail not to run into any trouble.
Jump
Jumping Juniper. Look at who just walked in. Giles Brannon.
I never saw him so messed up.
Say, he must have tangled with the tail end of a tornado.
Hey, is my brother Cy in here?
Right down there at the end of the bar. Gavin with Sheriff Morgan.
Well, what happened to you, Giles?
Well, mind your own business.
Bill Bond's got to lead over 1 or 2 men to guard his payroll, Sheriff. You can send the rest of them up the other end to Cub Pass.
Yep, I guess you can at that.
Cy.
Guys, how'd you get cut up like that? 2 black eyes, a tooth knocked out.
Willie Wooten. He sneaked up and hit me when I wasn't looking.
Wooten? You mean that?
Yeah, that whistling idiot who thinks he's a cowpuncher.
Looks to me like Willie's been punching eyes instead of cows. Here he comes now. Just walked in.
Oh, Cy, aren't you going
to... Go back to the washroom and clean yourself up. I'll take care of Willie one minute.
All right.
Willie.
Yes, sir?
I haven't got any room at the Pinion Ranch for troublemakers.
If you mean what happened to Giles, that was because he was bothering Miss Prudence Croy.
I don't care what he was doing. You were through working for me. Here's your time.
Are you sure that's the reason you're firing me, Mr. Brannon?
What do you mean?
It's not on account of what I told the sheriff about those cattle tracks.
Hey, you middling...
I still don't savvy what you meant about those tracks, Willie.
Maybe nothing, Sheriff. I'll let you know later on.
Take your pee and get out of here.
No, thanks. You can keep it, Mr. Brannon. You can buy your brother a new front tooth. And now that I'm no longer working for a living, I think I'll do a little riding out near Cub Pass.
Well, you... Stay off Pinion Range. I'm warning you.
Don't worry. See you later, Sheriff.
Why did you fire the boy, Cy? There's no harm in youngsters like him and your brother doing a little scrapping. Especially if it's over a girl.
I'll run my business, Sheriff. You take care of yours. Yeah, how about it? Are you going to send some men to watch the other end of Cub Pass?
I'll send them out there. Don't worry.
How about Bill Varden?
I'll ride with Bill myself.
Good. Well, excuse me, Sheriff. I want to see how Jai's getting along.
Yeah, sure.
Cy, you're not going to let Willie get away with this, are you?
Yet Whistling Hyena won't get away with anything.
I'm going to get some of the ranch hands to help me stop that whistle for a long time.
No, you won't. Right now, the last thing I want Willie One Note to do is stop whistling.
But I thought you said...
Never mind what you thought. Listen to me and I'll tell you what we're going to do.
It was almost midnight when Bill Varden and Sheriff Morgan reached Cub Pass on their way to the Ajax Mine. As they guided their horses along the deeply shadowed canyon, they were wholly unprepared for the sudden burst of gunfire that greeted them at the turn in the trail.
What the... Bill.
He's dead. Bushwhacked by some murdering varmint who... Back in that brush. That's where the shots came from. Come out of there, you sneaking... Why, that whistling sounds like Willie.
Sheriff Morgan never saw the shadowy figure who crept up behind him and delivered a short, decisive blow with the barrel of a gun. A short distance from the scene of the ambush, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had been aroused from their sleep by the echoing gunfire.
It was gunfire, Tonto. Not very far from here. Think we'd better investigate.
Me build a fire.
The main trail is just below us. Must have been Wait. There that I...
I've up under your cover.
Kimasabi.
Behind us, Tonto.
You heard me. Get your hands up or stop, lad.
The curtain falls in the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. The campfire to which Tonto had added wood only a moment before blazed brightly, but the rapidly widening circle of light was of no help to the masked man and his Indian friend, because the voice that threatened them was behind their backs.
You hombres heard me? Get your hands up, pronto.
Do what he says, Tonto. We gotta play for time.
That's better. Now, you murdering coyotes, turn around.
You seem to be the one who intends to commit murder.
Masked outlaw and an enemy.
Was it your gun we heard on the lower trail a few moments ago?
You blamed well it wasn't. You two bushwhacked Bill Varden and the sheriff, and then hightailed it back here.
Oh, you're mistaken. We've been asleep for the last 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah? Sleep with that mask on, I suppose.
No, I put on the mask when I awoke. In fact, I did it so hurriedly the cord isn't even straight. Come closer and I'll show you.
How's that going to prove whether...
Have him, Tonto. Good. I'll get the gun. There. Now, never try to cover two men with one gun at this close range. Can't be done.
All right, go ahead and drill me.
Why should I kill you?
You killed Bill Varden and the sheriff. I know about it.
Let's go down on the main trail. I want to see the dead men.
But you already...
Go on. Lead the way.
Mister, you've just about got me convinced that you and the Indian didn't do this killing.
I know he didn't, Willie.
There they are, see? Yep. Sheriff and Bill Varden. I was down by the bridge on Goose Creek. I came around him when I heard the shots. But by the time I got here, the killer was gone.
Man's dead, all right. Shot through the head. So is his horse. Saddlebag has been slit with a knife.
That's Bill Varden. Like as not, he was carrying the payroll for the Ajax mine.
Hmm. I see.
Kemosabe.
Yes?
This lawman fella, him have big scalp wound, but him not dead.
I'll see.
You mean... Say, maybe if we'd get him to a doctor right away, he'd get well.
Not much doubt about that, Willie. Sheriff isn't seriously hurt. He's just been knocked unconscious, that's all.
I left my saddle horse down by the bridge. I'll go get him, come back here, and take the sheriff into Guilford.
Good idea, Tonto. Back to our camp and get Scout. You can ride into town with Willie and carry the body of the dead man.
Me too.
Now, wait a minute, Willie.
Yeah?
I'll walk down to the bridge with you. I want to see the cattle hoof prints you were telling me about.
It was just after daybreak the following morning when Tonto returned to the Lone Ranger's camp.
Oh, Scout, old fella. Old fella. Kemosabe.
What's wrong, Tonto?
Plenty trouble. We take Lawman to doctor. Him wake up. Then him say young fella Willie... guilty of murder, and arrest him.
You mean when the sheriff regained consciousness, he identified Willie as a murderer?
Him called deputy and put young fella in jail.
Willie didn't kill anyone or steal that mine payroll. I'm sure of it. Here, Silver.
What we do, Kemosabe?
Get Willie out of jail first.
Steady, big fella. And find out who really did the killing. Come on, Silver. Hit him up, Scout.
This is the jail, Tonto.
Maybe Lawman inside. Watch, prisoner.
I hope so. Well, there's no one on the street. I think we can walk right in without being seen.
Kemosabe.
Yes?
Why are you so sure Willie feller, not killer?
Some evidence I found near the bridge over Goose Creek last night, Tonto. I'll tell you about it later.
What in tarnation is... Mash, an outlaw. That's the same redskin.
Don't reach for it, Sheriff. Got you covered.
I kill you.
Lay that gun on the desk. Lay it on the desk. It's better. Now, you're holding a boy named Willie Wooten. I want to...
A jailbreak. So that's what it is. I might have known Willie was lying last night when he said he wasn't in cahoots with any outlaws. You coyotes killed Bill Varden, knocked me out.
I haven't time for explanation, Sheriff. Where's your prisoner?
I'm in a cell back there, but
I need
tell
keys
you...
to open it. Hand them over.
Can't argue with a loaded gun. Here.
Thanks. You stay here with the sheriff, Tonto. I'll be right back.
Me watch him.
What heard the news the first thing this morning, Willie. She was furious when I said I was coming down here to see you.
I'm sure grateful to you, Prue. I guess you're about the only person in Gifford who doesn't think I killed Bill Barton.
I don't think you killed him, Willie.
Oh, a masked outlaw.
Well, where'd you come from?
Sheriff's office. I rode into town as soon as Tonto came back to camp with news of what happened.
But how'd Sheriff Morvan even let you... Well, I mean that you...
Your gun is a strong argument. See, he even loaned me his keys.
Oh, gosh. You mean you're going to break me out of here?
No, Willie. Don't do it. Don't run away with an outlaw. That'll prove to everybody that you're guilty.
Not if we trap the men who are really guilty. Who's the young lady, Willie?
This is Miss Prudence Croy, the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, yes. I'm glad she's here. She'll be able to help us.
I certainly will not. It's bad enough for Willie to be accused of murder without making it worse by joining a gang of outlaws.
Now, listen, both of you. You come with me, I'm sure we'll be able to prove Willie innocent before the day's over. I can't tell you all the details now, but I'm sure we can do it.
Why, sure, we'll...
Willie Wooten.
Prove.
You must...
I've never had the nerve to say this before, but I love you.
Willie.
And I figure you must like me a little bit, or you wouldn't have come down here to the jail. Isn't that right?
Well,
I don't know who this masked man is, but I do know he's my friend. I trust him. Won't you do the same thing, Prue?
Well, all right.
Good. Is your saddle horse just outside, Willie?
I think he's still there.
And Miss Prudence can ride with you. Come on, follow me.
Much later that same day, almost sundown, when Sheriff Morgan and a large posse of men returned from a fruitless search of the trail east of Gilpin.
Oh, boy. Well, boys, you might as well lie down, turn in. At least we know Willie One Note and his outlaw pards ain't holed up east of here.
They might have circled to the south and doubled back here.
Yeah, they could have done that. But that would have meant 8 or 9 hours hard riding. And they've got that Croy girl with them.
Miss Prudence must be mighty stuck on Willie to run off with him that way.
There ain't no way of figuring what a female will do. Well...
Sheriff, look who's riding this way. Ain't that Miss Prudence?
Well, I'll be...
Whoa there. Sheriff Morgan, you've got to come with me. Bring the posse.
How'd you get loose from them outlaws? Where's Willie?
I'll show you. And you'll see he's been doing all the cattle rustling. And the men who killed Mr. Varden. You've got to come, please.
Yeah, what you're saying don't make sense, but... All right, lead off. We'll follow you.
Get up.
Fighting that old stone bridge on the Pinion Range. Croy girl must be local.
Follow me, Chef Morgan, and tell your men to be very quiet.
Yeah. Lie down, boys, and take it easy.
This way, Chef. It's a narrow path through the underbrush.
Hey, go ahead. Stay behind me, boys, but no noise. Keep your guns handy. No telling what we're walking into.
All right.
Where are you leading us? We're almost to the riverbank.
Not much further, Sheriff. Here we are.
Is that you, Prue?
Willie.
Throw up your hands, Wooten.
Did you bring the sheriff, Miss Prudence?
He's right here with me. The posse's behind us.
Good.
The masked hombre. What is this, a trap?
It's a trap, all right, but not for you, Sheriff. If you give me a chance to explain, if I reach for your gun, I'll prove it.
What do you mean?
You hear that herd of cattle?
Sure, but
you and your men follow me down to the riverbank, and you'll see what I mean.
He's telling the truth, Sheriff. Honest he is.
Mm. Come on, boys.
All right. We can't be seen here in the shadows. I want you to watch those men who are herding the cattle.
Look, Sheriff. They're moving those critters onto the bridge and holding them there.
Yeah. All right, Sheriff. Here we come.
Why, that's Cy Bring. Young Nitter's brother, but where's Giles?
Holding a raft downstream. He'll stop this side of the bridge. Watch.
Easy. Take it easy.
Can't figure it out. What's he doing?
Cy Brannan is rustling his own cattle. Or rather, the cattle of the company for which he works. He drives them down here to the bridge, loads them onto a raft, and they're floated out of the valley without a trace behind them.
There are tracks on both sides of that bridge. I figured he must have gone across and up to Cub Pass.
That's what Cy Brannan wanted you to think, Sheriff. The hoof prints on this side of the bridge were made by a different herd, just to fool you.
That low-down sneak.
I'm sure he's the man who robbed and killed Mr. Varden last night. He's the only one besides you and Willie who knew Varden was carrying a payroll.
But I heard Willie one note. I know his whistle.
That could be imitated. I'm sure it was. This is proof that Brannan and his brother are rustlers.
Juniper, I'm going to... Cy Brannan, stand where you are and pull up your hands.
Who's there?
The law, and plenty of men to back up.
Open up the back door. Boys, get up!
How is he, Mother? How's Willie?
Now, don't be fretting, Prue. Willie'll be all right. Just a flesh wound in his shoulder.
Oh, I'm glad you had him brought back here to the house, Prue.
He's a brave boy.
You should have seen him in the gunfight out at the river. He and his masked friend helped Sheriff Morgan arrest Cy Brannan and his whole gang. They're all in jail.
Good riddance, I say. I'm sorry I've always misjudged Willie. I'm going to fix the poor boy something to eat. And, while I'm doing that, why don't you go in and talk to him,
I will.
That you, Miss Prue?
Miss Prue? Why be so formal, Mr. Wooten? Aren't we in love? You said we were.
Oh, golly, my good luck started when I met that masked man.
Little Willie One Note. What's that you're whistling?
Well, I guess you never know from the sound of it, but that's the wedding march.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.